You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Multiple political parties have announced their own free dental policy for this election. The Greens announced their free dental policy in August, with Labor following with their own announcement for free dental for under 30s earlier this month. I started by speaking to the Honourable Dr. Aisha Varel, Minister for Health, about Labor's free dental policy and why they have chosen to restrict their policy to under 30s. Here is that interview. Why is dental a health priority?
Well, it's really been odd that we haven't had dental as part of our universal health system. The Labor government started doing that in 1938, but we never really finished the job. And now is the time, after the health reforms, where we can get on restarted with that. Teeth are a really important part of your health, and we know that people who don't get preventive dental end up in hospital, so it's important to make sure we can improve access there.
Why has it taken so long to treat dental care like other aspects of our healthcare system?
Yeah, I guess it's historic, really, and we couldn't, when it first started in the 1930s, public health system, dental wasn't included. And I guess with successive governments, there was so much budget pressure in the health system day to day that getting on with this extension never really was a priority. But I know many people, including many activists in the Labor Party, have had this as a priority. We need to move on, so I'm pleased that we can put it up as part of this election campaign. And hopefully in the next 3 years, see a substantial increase in the number of people able to access free dental.
Who will Labor's dental policy cover?
Yeah, so currently up to the age of 18, you can get free dentistry. So we'll extend that to include everyone under 30. In 2025, by July 2025, we'll open up to people who are under 23 and under, and then up 30 and under by 2026.
We know that right now people turn 18 and just stop going to the dentist because it becomes unaffordable. Won't this just happen at 30 now? So isn't it not really solving the problem?
Yeah, obviously we have a vision of free universal dental for all, and extending up to 30 is a really important step we can take towards that. It brings 800,000 people into receiving free dental who don't currently. There's another reason as well, the evidence from the Dunedin long-term study where they followed people up for over 40 years now shows that people who start missing dental care in their 20s go on to have far worse outcomes than those who continue it in their 20s. And that, you know, it really identified this group of young adults who often don't have the money to go to the dentist, often they're still in training or early in employment and don't have high wages. It's a really important group that we act to support because the cost is a really big barrier for them.
Other parties have announced their own free dental policy before this, but for universal coverage across age groups and to be implemented sooner. Why does Labor believe this policy is better?
Yeah, obviously our cousins in the Greens are really aligned with us on the importance of this issue. I think for us the question is just making sure for Labor we want to put something we think is realistic and achievable into the next 3 years of government. And I think one of the challenges is making sure that we've got the sector lined up in terms of the number of dentists to provide this care. We know, you know, across the board there are issues with the health workforce, so giving ourselves the time to make sure we're remunerating dentists properly by reviewing their contracts. We'll do that in the first year, and then secondly, seeing if we need to do any international recruitment, and to do that. That's what having the staged and responsible rollout means.
How will you make sure there are enough dentists available for this to be implemented?
Yeah, so firstly, we know that there are a lot of dentists who aren't offering subsidised dental care at the free dental care to the under 18s at the moment, because that combined dental agreement needs to be reviewed. So that's the first thing we will do, and we think we can release extra visit time in the existing workforce. Then the next thing we'll do is work with the Dental Council to see if alternative ways of configuring roles, meaning that that work could be distributed by other across other workers, not just dentists, will be another step we can take. And then thirdly, we can do targeted international recruitment, where the currently international recruitment is done by individual practices, so it's on an ad hoc basis. If we run a large government campaign to do international recruitment, we think we'll be more successful and we'll be able to fill any gaps we have if the other two measures don't work.
Isn't not having enough dentists to fulfil universal free dental, similar to what other parties have proposed, like the Greens, just evidence that our healthcare system depends on there not being able to afford healthcare? And if it is, how do we make sure we counter that on a bigger scale without just implementing band-aid solutions?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So firstly, on the workforce side of things, across the board, we're making a commitment to grow domestic trained workforce through our workforce plan. But look, I see the big issue with our health system is it's orientated in the wrong direction, and that we've always prioritised funding for expensive treatments and never made the investments in early intervention and prevention that we should. This last term of government, we've made huge strides in that area: smoke-free, fluoridating water, folating, and bred primary mental health services, over 600 sites around the country. And then dental will be another example of that. My overall philosophy as someone who practiced as a doctor is that the way we get ahead of all of our funding pressures in the health system is early intervention, and that's why we've prioritised all these things. So we know if we implement this policy and fund the basics of dental care, that stop a little bit of plaque from becoming a hole, from becoming an abscess that needs a trip to hospital, that's how we're going to turn these costs and pressures on the health system around.
I then spoke to Greens MP and health spokesperson Ricardo Menendez-March about the Greens' own free dental policy, how it's different from Labor's, and how they hope to implement it. Here is that interview. Why have the Greens made free dental a key priority this election?
We know that far too many people in Aotearoa are living with unmet dental care needs, often in excruciating pain, having to miss out on going to school and work, and cost should not be a barrier to access dental care, which is why we've committed to laying out a comprehensive plan to provide free dental for everyone, not just under 30s, paid for by a wealth tax.
Labor has proposed what is essentially a weaker version of your dental policy because they have said it is the only achievable way to implement free dental. Why don't the Greens agree with this?
Labor does not have the political courage to tax the wealthy few to adequately fund our public health services. And the Green Party is bringing a plan which will guarantee that everyone, no matter your age, is able to afford to go to the dentist. What we're also committing is to ensuring that we build our public health delivery for providing free dental as opposed to relying on subsidies for the private sector.
How will you make sure there are enough dentists available for this to be implemented?
We know that in the short term for basic dental treatment, we can tap into the workforce that is already there, but we've committed to increasing the cap on the number of dentists that we train each year and fund our tertiary education institutions so that we can have more dentists and specialists available, particularly to come into the public health workforce so that everyone can get access to the treatment they need.
Are there enough dentists right now for this to be implemented, though?
We're confident that we have enough dentists right now to provide basic care for people, but for more specialist type of care, we do acknowledge we need to train more people, and this is why we'll lift the cap on the number of dentists that we provide. What the Greens will also do to ensure that we're able to reach hard-to-access communities, such as in rural areas, is funding dental vans, which at the moment play a critical role to support under 18s in rural communities.
The fact that we don't have enough dentists right now for everyone to be able to access dental care is kind of just evidence that our healthcare system depends on there being people not able to afford healthcare. Do the Greens have any plans on how we can counter this on a bigger scale while avoiding band-aid solutions?
Training more dentists and actually building our public health workforce is critical to ensuring that going to the dentist isn't a luxury for people. But beyond that, what we'll also do by eliminating poverty and addressing the social determinants of oral health will be to also prevent people from having poor oral health because they don't have access to an abundance of nutritious kai and a warm, healthy home to live in.
So the solution for our healthcare system goes way beyond healthcare. It comes with things like housing, is what you're saying?
We need to make sure that we're not just pumping resources into the healthcare system, but work holistically to address the reasons why people get sick in the first place. And we know that far too many people are presenting to the hospital and to the dentist for conditions that come from poverty. So the Greens are laying out a comprehensive plan to not just make dental free for everyone, but also to end poverty for all families, which will take a massive burden off the healthcare system as well.
In our healthcare system, we have unequal outcomes, Māori and Pacifica being especially impacted by those negative outcomes. Do the Greens have a plan to counter those inequities?
We know we have to diversify our oral health workforce and bring more Māori and Pacifica into dentistry, which is why the Greens will resource scholarships for Māori and Pacifica students and provide better income support for students so that those students are able to complete their degrees.
That was Labor Minister Dr. Aisha Varell and Greens MP Ricardo Menendez-March on their party's respective free dental policies.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.